Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Lioness Lounge. I am your host, Takresha Blunt. I'm also the owner of Takresha S. Blunt Coaching and Consulting LLC, as well as Blissful Brew Teas, your online specialty gourmet tea company. So, I haven't done a podcast in a minute, and my series kind of went on hold because I'm working on some other projects and just been running. So I wanted to come on this morning, and I'm going to officially say May 1st. I promise y'all, I will be back with my podcast Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, giving you guys the inside of just life and being a woman and females and life and how men, you know, receive and accept us and the things that we do to accommodate them that they're not willing to do to even pamper us just a little. So I wanted to come on today and I wanted to talk about intimidation and owning who you are and knowing who you are. So a lot of times I get, you know, I didn't realize that I was so intimidating to others, and I thought that it was mainly people just didn't like me. And I'm like, wow, you don't even know me and you don't like me. But it's even worse when you don't even know me and you're intimidated by me. And I had a young lady tell me one time before, I was envious of you until I got to know you. And I'm like, well, why would you be envious of me? Well, it's just the way that you carry yourself and the way that, you know, you have everything together, but you don't know me. So you don't even know if I have everything together, if I'm a falling, if I'm a basket case waiting to fall apart. You just don't know. And people literally will come to the conclusion of who you are just by your presence, just by them seeing you. No real reason. They don't even try to get to know you. They just assume things. And it gets worse when it's a man. I mean, really, really bad when it's a man. You know, they get fidgety. They try to discredit you. They find fault in everything that you do. They look for problems. They try to say that you know, not who you are. And sadly, other women will gravitate to that versus saying, well, I don't know her, so that's your opinion of her, and I really don't want to hear about it. It's so many people that want to hear negative or negative things, negative thoughts about other people so that they can feel whole and complete with their self. That is sad. You know, I was talking to a friend yesterday, and me and her were talking about the misconception that people put out with others. And it bothers me that so many people are so broken. And don't get me wrong, I've been in that state of mind where I thought that I needed to be around certain people to, you know, in order to grow or what have you. And we do. But sometimes we get attracted to the wrong type. And then you have those people in the circle who may even be intimidated by you that do anything effortlessly to keep you from connecting to the major key point of the circle. So if it was my group, and just say Kim wanted to be a part of the group, and she was, you know, doing everything to try and hang around and connect with us. And you have Brenda in the group, and Brenda's like, I don't like her. It's something about her that's wrong. But she don't even know the lady, hasn't tried to get to know the lady. But because she feel like her spot or her attention in the circle may be taken away because of Kim, and Kim could be an outgoing, witty person, and the intimidation is there because Brenda doesn't know if Kim is going to be the spotlight now, or if Kim is going to get more attention than her, or, you know, anything. And it's sad because as women, We go through so much in this world just by being a woman. We got to worry about being raped. We got to worry about being abused more so than men. We got to worry about being taken advantage of. We have to worry about being passed up for jobs, promotions, and what have you because we're a woman. When we're a business owner woman, it's even worse. Because now you got to worry about, is this person going to discredit my company because X, Y, and Z? I was in this one group, and the lady in the group was full of younger women. So that was problem number one. And I'm 47 years old. I don't know why I thought I was 48 already, but I'm 47. I'll be 48 this year. And I'm 47 years old, and most of these girls were in their 20s. So they get in a group, and they was like, well, nobody's buying anything from my page. It's the social media algorithm and blah, 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 blah. So I said, oh, let me look at your page. So when I go to their page, you're taking pictures of the clothes you sell in your bathroom. I don't want to buy that. I'm not going to buy that. It's not appealing. Stand by a plain white wall and take the picture. If you stand by the plain white wall, take the picture by there, go and buy maybe a fake flower that looks nice, a house plant, or go get a live one and put that there and maybe a little piece of art or something on the wall and then take the picture. And the girl was like, you don't know what you're talking about, old lady. And I'm like, oh, wow. Well, I'm just telling you, I would not shop from you when you taking pictures in your bathroom mirror that needs to be cleaned. And, you know, it's always old person. And these young women, they don't want to listen. Like, we've been there. And then one girl, she was selling the knockoff stuff. And I said, you're really not supposed to be selling that because it's illegal. And you want to be careful how you advertise it because you can literally go to the feds for selling counterfeit products. Well, that young lady listened to me and she was like, well, can you help me? I don't know how to sell it if I can't post it. I said, well, you got to be able to sell underground and know who you're selling to. You got to have your audience and the people in your audience. You got to be able to trust. So the other girl came on and I've been selling it for X, Y, and Z and I ain't never had no problem and I post all my stuff. So I said, well, lucky you, you know, and hopefully your luck will continue. But it's illegal. Lo and behold, somebody in the group, I actually told her also, you know, you might want to be careful with that because you'll get a letter from the people that you're selling knockoffs for and you may end up going to jail. Well, one of her packages got held up and it said that she had to go to the post office to pick this package up. And the other lady told her, I wouldn't go to the post office if I was you. They always did this. I ain't never had no problem. I don't know why they can't bring it to my house. That post, you know, it's always somebody else's problem. So she didn't go. Luckily, she listened. And Customs sent the package, or they confiscated the packages. And she said, well, the supplier got to give me my money back. I said, no, baby, that's the risk you take when you're dealing with merchandise that's illegal. Old lady, you don't know what you're talking about. So a lot of other people came and told her the same thing. Well, then she harassed this supplier, and then she started harassing people in the group, and it got to the point where other people started seeing, like, we can't take advice from anybody because first thing y'all do is get mad and want to call the person old or, you know, tell the person they stupid, and they get in these big arguments in the group. Like, it's really bad. When the intimidation sets in, you shouldn't look at somebody that's older than you as a threat. You should look at them and say, well, if you've done it before, what did you do, if you don't mind, and show me. But people take your experience and your knowledge and they want to dumbfound you any way they possibly can. I'm working with a gentleman right now, and when I tell you, I have never done this on a job, and I had to literally snap. And I had to tell him, listen, you talk to me like I'm illiterate. I'm not stupid. I've been here longer than you. I know my work. I'm all over the place with you, and you're too fidgety for me. But you're not going to talk to me like I'm an idiot. And, you know, and then he was like, well, I didn't do that. And maybe I, you know, then here come the insult part. Well, maybe I need to pamper down what I say. I said, I don't need you to treat me like a baby. I'm 47 damn years old. I don't need you to try to pamper down anything. I need you to be more professional in the manner of how you conduct yourself. And when I said that, everybody in the office got quiet. Well, lo and behold, now his boss has been here for the last couple of days. And he was like, I need you to do X, Y, and Z for me. I said, well, I don't know, because I tried to do that when I first got here. He said, I know you did. Which leads me to believe one of the guys in the office told him, you know, she tried to set it up. He didn't want that. So she went with what he told her. He said, well, I'm telling you to do it. So I did exactly what he said. This morning will be interesting because I know that he's going to be pissed because he wants to control and micromanage everything. And the intimidation is strong. And sometimes people don't realize when they're showing that they're fearful or they are not experienced to handle certain things. This might be way over his head. This may be bigger than what he's ever dealt with. This might be more complex than what he's ever dealt with. But you have other people there that you can lean on for support and help. But I got to show that I'm better than y'all. So because I got to show you that I'm better than you all, I'm going to treat you like you're beneath me. And that doesn't solve the problem. That causes more confusion. I heard so many people complaining over the last couple of days about him to his boss that I'm just sitting there like shaking my head thinking you could be so much better if you just accept that you have the help here and not try to do everything yourself. And the intimidation comes, especially in men, when they don't rule the environment. And you got a lot of women that are that way, too. They need to be in control. They have to put their hands in certain things. Because this person knows a little bit more than them, they got to figure out a way to make that person feel like they don't know anything so that they don't feel intimidated by them. You know, it's a lot of people that are unhappy and miserable. And life is so blessing. It's such a blessing for all of us. It's a blessing because we've survived a year into this pandemic. I can't quote it right now, but I'm going to look it up and I'm going to quote it when I come back. This might be the longest pandemic. I'm not sure, so I don't know. I'm not even going to say that. But this is something that none of us have ever experienced. We're going through something that none of us experienced. We never prepared for it. There was no way to really prepare for it other than washing your hands every day, which I do that. And, you know, it's funny because people used to pick at germophobics because germophobics wash their hands all the time. They wash off stuff so much and people be like, oh, you're doing too much. Well, no, they was doing what they needed to do. You know, we picked at, well, I'm not going to say we, but people picked at Michael Jackson because he wore a mask all the time because he didn't want people touching him. Prince was the same way. He just didn't wear a mask per se all the time. But living in a bubble back then was weird. But now we're all living in this bubble in fear. And the fear that they had, now we're in it. And we're actually living out this life. This pandemic world, this chaotic lifestyle, you know, everybody want to point the flank finger on who it is and what caused it and what was the problem. And it was this president and it was that president and this one want to do, you know, and our politics give you what they want to get you into the office. They give you the story. They're great storytellers to get them into office and any politician. You know, so the people still stuck on, You know, Trump should have won and he's still our president. You know, it's a lot of delusional people in this world. And every day more and more come out because society think that we got to pamper everything. If you don't call this pink and you call it light purple, but is they look at it as pink, then you're being some form of racist or discrimination. I mean, everything is walking on pins and eggshells because people don't want to get sued. But that's because we have allowed so much and so many adjustments. It's just everything's just going downhill. So I'm in my own world. I don't break any laws, but I live by my own terms. I associate with who I want, when I want, and how I want. I don't live under no, well, you got to do X, Y, and Z. I don't want to do that. That's not what I want to do. I want to do A, B, and C. As long as I'm not breaking any legal laws, then that's what I'm going to do, A, B, and C. And there is nothing no one can do to make me change my mind unless I desire to change it myself. And so many women are afraid to do that. We live under everybody else's conditions. But what about your conditions? What if you don't like wearing bright colors and you wear dark colors all the time? But because somebody said you need to wear lighter colors, you decided to go buy lighter colors and now you're miserable. Wear your damn dark colors. Unless it's a work uniform, why are you worried? So I'm going to end this podcast. And like I said, I will be back on May 1st with all the good stuff and the better stuff and the positive uplifting and everything. But be sure to connect with me on Instagram at Takresha Blunt and at Blissful Brew Teas. Have a great and wonderful Monday. Bye-bye.